Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Brad Van Horn back on the show. Brad is president of Business Appraisal Services. He spent a career helping to evaluate thousands of privately held businesses, and he's become an ESOP expert, Employee Stock Option Program expert. And he's one of the experts in the country, and he's here to tell us about that. And we're going to talk about why this is probably going to become even more important to small businesses going forward than ever before. Brad Van Horn, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me on your show again, Jim. And I just want to say I think you've got the best radio program for small businesses in America. And I want to thank you for letting me be the voice today of the wealth of the American worker.
There you go. Thank you, Brad. Well said. Hey, Brad, help people understand they've heard the term ESOP. They probably know that it means Employee Stock Option Program, but they might not know how it works. And you, even though you've talked about it on the show before, I think it's worth going over it again because it's not something that's on our minds all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, sure. And if you're a business owner, and especially a small business owner, an ESOP is something I know you've heard about. What exactly is it? So if you understand what a 401k plan is, then it will be easy to understand what an ESOP is. So really, an ESOP, like a 401k plan, is a long-term retirement plan, you know, that is set up to benefit full-time employees. They're granted some tax benefits by federal and state governments. But the big difference between a 401k plan and an ESOP plan is that an ESOP is designed to hold only the stock of the ESOP company. So your 401k is a well-diversified portfolio of stocks. Your ESOP holds only one stock, and that so your fortunes rise and fall on the success of the company you're working for.
Mm-hmm. Which means that you've got a vested interest in it being successful and profitable. Of course, where it's different from a 401k, as you say, by definition, when you have 401k, you're an investor, you're an owner of all those other companies that the fund is in. But when you're a member of an ESOP, that means you're one of the co-owners of the business that you work in.
And that's a lovely thing, because just think about it. In a 401k plan, you probably had to put your own money in order to receive a match. In an ESOP company, you don't have to put your own money in. The stock of the ESOP company is allocated to the employees over a long period of time. But as you all get together and pull your oars in the same direction, the employees can generate a lot more success. And they have a hand in that success, and that's the beauty of the ESOP.
Now, in an ESOP, though, doesn't that also, by definition, presume that the founder, the original owners, the people who divested to the ESOP, that those people are now out of the picture? You've got new management.
Yeah, I would say most of the time there is a very necessary transition. So in a lot of the ESOPs that we are working with, the owner sold, and he was also partly the banker. In other words, he loaned the company some of the money to buy the stock. So he's got to get paid out over some period of time. So he remains active to some extent to ensure the success of the company. And then the company also has to have good management to take over after that ownership is long gone.
Who are part of the owners? So the truck driver and the new CEO are both owners of the company. They just have different skills, but they're all owners. They're all in terms of being an owner of the company. Whereas prior to the ESOP, the truck driver was an employee and the founder was the 100% owner of the company. In the next day after the ESOP takes place, the truck driver and the new CEO are both owners in the company.
No, absolutely. And they all get shares in that company. Now, the shares are allocated according to compensation. So maybe that the top management tier gets a few more shares, but not a lot more shares than the truck driver. And then the person behind the reception desk also gets shares.
Everybody. But there are new rules, folks. It's easier to do now than it was. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about what would make a business owner take this route, the ESOP route, rather than selling out or whatever. After the break, 20 Till, right back with Brad Van Horn. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.